broadcasting our morning show, inviting different people to stop by. One guy who stops by no matter where we are is Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, who joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well, boys. How are you?
Not bad. Taking another series. This is how you get to the postseason, winning those series.
Yes, you do. Third series victory in a row over the White Sox, Twins, and Tampa. We have an off day, very deserved off day today. And really what that means is we all get to watch 24 in real time. We don't have to have another eye on the Indians. So that'll be fun tonight. And we're headed to Toronto and come home on the weekend to play Oakland and Detroit. But made sure the boys won on Sunday, so you and I had something fun to talk about today.
Well, this could be a start of a wonderful thing if we can keep this up. Usually on the weekend, it's the Sunday one that kind of tips us, but we were able to win yesterday. And it's good to see that they are getting the runs and spreading some of the hits around, too.
Yeah, well, and also Josh Tomlin getting his second win, another terrific start, allowing only two runs in six innings, and just really keeping the game in check so that our offense could get it rolling. Got a little dicey there at the end, but the bullpen ended up shutting it down, and really a good win. Niger Morgan had a really fun day yesterday. He had one hit that traveled about 50 feet for an RBI, hit about a 370-foot solo homer, beat out an infield single by diving headfirst into first base, made a great running catch in left field. So Niger, I got to tell you, he does provide energy and enthusiasm when he gets into the ballgame.
You know, Bob, it seems to me that's my perspective, too. It seems when Niger plays, when Mike Avilas plays, there's like a little extra spark out there.
Yeah, it just worked that way in the last couple weeks. Mike Avilas had a sack fly, played good defense at second base, substituting for the injured Jason Kipnis. That's the depth we tried to build with this baseball team, that if you do lose somebody, that there's somebody on the bench that could step in, and that's Niger and Mike Avilas. That's their role, is when given the opportunity to make sure, that we could still perform at a high level.
Yeah, speaking of Kipnis, I see now that we can start voting for the All-Star players. Is that going on? I mean, I guess the season starts, and right away start voting your All-Stars, because the it's not too long, too soon before we get to that game.
No, exactly. Yeah, you can go online, Indians.com or MLB.com, and check out all the guys that are on the ballot. Michael Brantley, of course, and Jason Kipnis, certainly two guys that deserve attention. Jason being our All-Star a year ago, Michael up at the top of the league in RBIs. But check it out at Indians.com. You'll have a chance to win some prizes as well as a trip to the All-Star game if you go in and vote. So check that out.
Where are they playing the All-Star game this year? Do you know?
Sure, it's in Minnesota, okay. If I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's in Minnesota.
This weekend, you mentioned we got a home series against the A's. Talk about some of the promotions. This is a Fireworks Friday. Is this the first fireworks of the season, or have we had some of that yet?
Yeah, no, this is the first weekend for fireworks. We'll have back-to-back fireworks shows when the Oakland A's come into town on Friday. We'll have a dual promotion on Friday, 7:05, against the Oakland A's, Sugardale Dollar Dogs, and fireworks presented by our friends at Wayside Furniture. And it'll be a fireworks shout off to Bruce Springsteen music, so that ought to be real fun. Saturday's a 7:05 start as well, and it will be fireworks set off to 80 metal air bands theme. The big hair metal bands of the 80s will be the theme on Saturday. And then Sunday at 1:05, it's always Key Bank Kids Fun Day. Kids get to run the bases, presented by Cleveland Clinic Children's. And a big promotional weekend with the A's. And then the Tigers come in We'll have a promotion on Tuesday, the 20th. They'll come in for three, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday will be a commemorative 20th anniversary poster giveaway. And then Wednesday we'll have a day game, weekday day game against the Tigers. So I think Oakland is leading their division, if I'm not mistaken, at the moment. Two division leaders coming to town after our three-game set in Toronto.
You know, Bruce, I find it interesting how a genre of music is defined by their hair.
Well,
yes.
Bob, I just wondered if the rumor is true that you're boycotting that Saturday night game, so you don't...
Well, I'm boycotting it, not because I don't have any hair, but because I didn't really understand what the heck it meant. I kept asking the people in our promo department going, okay, 80s hair night, what the heck's that all about?
Well, you know, the promo department is made up of kids who probably grew up in the 80s, and that was their high school music, you know. That
exactly. Type.
Well,
exactly.
You're thinking, wait a minute. What?
Yeah. I'm like, all right, explain this one to me. I'm old. Explain this one to me.
Yeah. That is fun.
But
though,
it should be fun. It should be fun. Springsteen and then 80s music Friday and Saturday. But Friday you get Dollar Dogs and fireworks. You know, should be a beautiful weekend at the ballpark. So, you know, come on down. Indians.com is the place to go to get the best prices on tickets, especially if you use the digital ticketing fan pass opportunity.
And as you mentioned, Indians on an off day today, but they start things again tomorrow in Toronto. Justin Masterson on the mound for the Tribe, R.A. Dickey for the Blue Jays. We'll talk again next Monday after another guaranteed victory from Bob DiBiasio on the...
Sounds good, boys.
On Sunday. Thanks very much, Bob. We appreciate the time this morning. Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians joining us this morning as we